I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Do we have a jam-packed show for you today? Speaking of guests, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Will, big NBA news going on that Woj is reporting about, we'll get to. How about Bryan Danielson? You know him as Daniel Bryan, of course, from WWE. Now he's with AEW. Mr. Yes, Yes, Yes for all you Islander fans out there. He's joining us as well. Extremely busy show for you today. Bart Scott, what's up, man?
What it do? What it do? What it do?
That's all you got for me? I'm going to need you. Like, we've got a packed show, busy show. We have a Monday Night Performance last night to talk about. I'm going to need you. Normally, I'm like, you're out of 10. I need you out of 7. I need you out of 10 right now.
But that's why I'm allowing our guests to be the stars. They're going to bring the energy. They're going to bring everything. I'm going to fill in.
BS translator? Can I use the BS translator? Can I turn it on for a second?
Sure, why not?
I'm going to turn on the BS translator. This is what you're really saying. I just sat in traffic driving from the Jets facility, and I'm just not in the mood right now. Your inside voice.
No.
That's your inside voice.
It's all good. It's all good. You see this drink right here?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be all good. It's okay.
I'm going to need you to get working on that right now. So, Packers get the win over your Detroit Lions.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
What's a guy that had the bet? But he went like $729,000 or something
the
like
parlay?
That. The one, yeah.
Yeah, the parlay. Yeah, looking good at halftime.
Oh, he was praying to everybody, 12 pounds, 6 ounces, baby Jesus. Please. Please.
Every version
of
Jesus.
Just one thing. Just, I don't ask you for much. You asked me something yesterday. Please. Okay, well, that didn't count. Just give me this and I'll never ask for nothing.
I don't
else.
Want that anymore. I want this. And it would look good at halftime, didn't it?
Yeah, but
Jared Goff looked good. The Lions looked good. The Packers' defense was very questionable, yeah. And then Aaron Rodgers happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, like we kind of expected this, right? You had to expect that he was going to bounce back from a poor Week 1 performance, and he absolutely did. But, you know, it wasn't all about Aaron Rodgers, who, of course, is now with 25, 4 passing touchdowns, 0 interceptions performances. 25 of them, which is just 2 behind Brady and Breeze for most all time.
Yeah, I mean, but they were
impressive.
They were serving them up, man. Like the Lions. I mean, I bet you how many of those are against the Lions? You think about 15? I mean, it's great to be in a division where it's just you're talking about the most dysfunctional organization in all the league. And what they were doing was simple. You know, they just pretty much figured it out. They did what they were supposed to be doing. You know, Week 1 when they saw cover 2, all they did was go three receivers to a certain side of the field, and it was like, you're talking about who's your fish? I don't know who that dude is with the captaincy on his jersey.
That he threw right by his ear.
Barbecue chicken. Mm. Like this dude, he had a tough second half. They was like, you know what? We're going to isolate him and we're going to let Aaron Jones go for 4 touchdowns because listen, they cannot be serious about putting him on him. But that's what good quarterbacks do. That's what you expect. They find out what you're giving a heavy dose of. You can trick them for a half, but when you get to the second half, you better have another game plan because you're trying to get them with the same defenses. You know, they just ate them alive, and they figured it all out. They figured out when they were in man-to-man coverage, they ran the running back from behind the line of scrimmage knowing that the guy wouldn't be able to pass it. The backside linebacker didn't see it, and guys hitting their head on the goalpost. but that's what happens when you look at, like, when you think about – teams like the Lions, right? That's early in the process who have some good players. You know, they got some good players, you know, but when the corner went out, you know, it's quiet, whatever. You know, you got a copy of a copy. You know, it was too diluted at the cornerback position. It was already heavy sledding. But A-Ron got back to his winning ways, but that's not what I want to see if they're back. Because that defense still looked porous. To see if they're back, let's see what they do this week with their kryptonite, the team that always traditionally punching them square in the eyes.
Yeah, Aaron. You know, for Aaron Rodgers, it was a bounce-back game, and it was a well-set-up game for him. It was on national TV on Monday Night Football.
Homecoming.
With the Mannings watching, at home at Lambeau, and against, of course, the Lions. So it really set up for him to have that bounce-back. But it wasn't lost on Aaron Rodgers, of course. He kind of relished the idea of getting in front of the media after a week of hearing about how he might be washed.
I just was going to ask, the comment you made about trying to show you like you care a little bit more, did it look
obviously you cared last week, but did you feel like it looked like you didn't last week? Is that kind of what you're implying?
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
Did the national conversation irk you over the past week? Did it bother you? Obviously, you were aware of what was being said about caring.
I'm aware of it because of Tom. Tom keeps me aware of these things. I think that there's even more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
Aaron Rodgers got it done last night. Getting it done brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. I mean, you know, he gets that. I think Aaron Rodgers gets that. He gets to stand there at the podium and, you know, flex a little bit. Like, okay, yeah. You thought I was done? You thought I was washed?
It was homecoming.
Hey.
No, it's homecoming.
He gets to do
that. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is washed. I think this defense is washed. And I think that offensive line is starting to get washed because he still took some big hits. That hit he took from Brocker, they can't protect him like they were last year. They're really missing Bakhtiari. You know, they're going to need some help. Right. And listen, coming in this time, that's going to be Nick Bosa over there. There's going to be a team that's going to punch you in the face. Now, I know they're down some people as well, but that would be the true litmus test if this team is a contender this year. Now, we know within that division, they may win just by default. But that would, I mean, but the whole 13-3 thing, the whole, you know, we think they're a real contender for the NFC, I don't see it. And they better wake up because this defense – it's not going to get it. This defense isn't good enough.
Shut them out in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, battle of attrition. I'm just telling you, from what I'm seeing, this isn't the same defense. And from what I'm seeing, you know, they're going to have problems. I want to see what they look against San Francisco because that's them playing a varsity team. This is homecoming. This is stats.
You're not feeling this at all. I think we were more watching this game, not necessarily to see, all right, you know, do we believe in the Packers? I think we were watching it to see how's Aaron Rodgers going to respond after what was a pretty embarrassing week one defeat. I mean, for him, for the team, for everything, after everything that he put this franchise through this offseason. Yeah, I said it. What he put the franchise through this offseason, its fan base, everything else. And then at halftime, you're losing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but at that point, there were a lot of question marks about him. And he went out in the second half and he did what great players do. He dominated his opponent. Yeah. He made some incredible throws, as you know, and you saw him, several of them.
Yeah, why go man-to-man? Why leave Devontae Adams on 3rd and 12?
Yeah,
man-to-man. That might be the dumbest. Somebody's point-shaving. Listen, to Aaron Glenn,
Aaron
Glenn, I love you, man, but come on, man. Just point, like, that was maybe the dumbest call I've seen ever. Leave him one-on-one. Why wouldn't you leave somebody else one-on-one and double him?
You notice the minute he saw that he had Devontae one-on-one, he's like, yeah, I'm definitely going
there.
He almost
jumped off sides. Give me the ball. Give me the damn ball.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Look, again, I think this is more about Aaron Rodgers and seeing does he still have it after – and this is why you asked the question. No. This is not like, you know, is he washed, all that. But when you have an offseason like that where he did nothing, then shows up right before camp, steps into camp, no preseason – and then looks terrible in week one. It's worth asking, like, wait a minute. After everything that he did in this offseason, is he way behind?
It's a
It took him a game and a half to look like Aaron Rodgers because in the second half, as you saw the numbers, he looked like Aaron Rodgers. Well, he took over and he was dominant. But it took a game and a half for him to get there. That's, I think, the point. We were waiting for it. We finally did see it.
I just don't know if he's still Aaron Rodgers or not. I don't know if he's motivated enough. I don't know if this team is talented enough without that, you know, without the second best left tackle in the game, because I think Trent Williams is number one. Without the second best left tackle in the game, you know, and Randall Cobb is somebody that he depends on. But I just don't know if they have enough from the I'm telling you, defense is going to put a lot of pressure on this offense to have to score. And I tell you, I want to see what they do when they go against the NFC elites, because they went against a good defense in New Orleans, and they put a whooping on them.
Yeah.
Smackdown.
And then New Orleans didn't look as good in week two. All right, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, Keyshawn Johnson from The Morning Show, KJM. Key, what do you take from the Packers, from Aaron Rodgers' performance? Bart's not buying it. He said it's the Lions. You're supposed to beat them. He doesn't see much there. He wants to see more. What did you get out of last night?
I think the defensive side of the ball needs to improve, but I think that happens over time. It's a new defensive coordinator in Joe Barry. As far as the offense go, I expected exactly whoever it was going to be. Aaron Rodgers is going into the game with 6-0 after coming off a loss like that. And so when you think about who he is as a quarterback, the offense is going to be the offense. The key, though, is that defense. They got to improve that defense. If they can improve the defense, then I think they got a fighter's chance in the NFC to make a strong run come playoff time.
You know, it's crazy for me, Key, because when I'm looking at them, I'm not looking at them. I have higher expectations for them. So I'm measuring them. I'm criticizing based on my expectations of what I believe they were and could be at 13-3. Without Bakhtiari, that defense looks washed to me. I'm a whole judgment until I see what they do against San Francisco. But understanding that the NFC West is so loaded means that they're going to have to host probably somebody from that division in opening week, because they're probably going to win their division, but then they're going to have to host. And I wouldn't put them favored against anybody from the NFC West. And if they don't make it back to the divisional game at least, or the Super Bowl, I think it's a lost season.
Well, the whole going into the season, it's all about championship or bust for them. Winning the division, going to the NFC final, that's not good. They've got to go to the Super Bowl because they got a Super Bowl-ready team. They've been in two NFC championship games over the last 2 years, so clearly they don't want to take the next step. And they've got to take the next step. Now, can they do it if they fix the defense? Absolutely. And if they don't, then they'll be at home with us.
But do you think they've closed the gap? Do you think the rest of the NFC has closed the gap when you think about what the improvements of what we've seen from the NFC West and the other teams that are merging early on in this season? Do you think they've closed the gap? Do you think now, you know, the Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC?
I still think they are one of the best teams in the NFC. How could they not be? They got probably the best quarterback in the NFC. The NFC West, the Rams are showing some signs of life, and the 49ers, obviously Seattle took a tough one on the chin against Tennessee. Arizona, a missed field goal by Minnesota gave Arizona a victory. I'm not all jumping up and down about Arizona like some people are. I'm not. They're still in the prove-me stages. But Green Bay is clearly one of the top five teams within that conference.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Key, you have been talking about Derek Carr since before the season, like preseason. You were talking about this stuff. I remember talking to you in the morning show about it, and you always brought him up as a guy that you just always liked him. Saw you on First Take this morning, and you were getting your flowers because you were the guy. You know, a lot of people say, who saw this coming from Derek Carr? Who knew? It was always saying, Key knew. There was something about it, but you just knew. He's leading the league after 2 weeks in yards, and it's amazing to think that because Kyler Murray, you would think just by first glance that he'd be the guy with the numbers that he's put up, but it's not. It's Derek Carr. So now that he's 2 weeks in and he's kind of finding that form of a couple of years ago that we remember when he was in the MVP discussion, how good can the Raiders be this year? Should we start buying in?
Well, I think you play it by ear. You take it week to week, right? I think Derek Carr is always – all you got to do is look at his numbers, man. He's always been there. It's just that when you're a second-round pick, you play for the Raiders, John Gruden's your coach – it's always he wants a new quarterback. He doesn't like Carr. So people start to run with that notion, and automatically you're discounted for that. People are going to think you can't play. People think something's wrong with you. And that's never the case. That's never the case. That never was the case with him. And so he's still fighting through all of that. That's why Coach Gruden said what he said about putting some respect on his name.
Shouldn't he put some respect on his name first? He's the one that's always throwing him under the bus. But I tell you what,
the thing is I've never ever seen him throw him under the bus. I've never seen Coach Gruden say anything negative about the quarterback. So I don't know where people have gotten that from, because I've never seen him say anything negative about him.
Well, there's been a couple of press conferences that he's had with quarterback got to play better, but also, you know, is Derek Carr your guy of the future? Why not lock him up and solidify him and pay him? You know, I think he's still on an old deal. He's coming to the end of it. Why not, you know, give him the extension that he deserves
They may be working on that deal. They may be extending him. We don't know. He's got 2 years left at $50, $60 million. So what's the rush? Right? I think at some point they will approach him to get an extension done. But, you know, it's not happening right this second.
Speaking of, you know, again, pumping the brakes, Kyler Murray, you mentioned him earlier, and you're not 100% in yet on what the Cardinals are doing 2 weeks in. Are they Super Bowl contenders or not in your mind?
I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders. I mean, come on, man. They play two god-awful teams, and then they squeak out a victory at home against Minnesota because the kicker missed the kick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the numbers he's put up, though, in that offense. And I know not everybody's a fan of that offense, but offense has looked like a lot of fun the first 2 weeks.
Cliff Kingsbury put up numbers in that offense, too. So now what?
All right.
Cliff Kingsbury, Harold Graham put up numbers in that offense.
The opposite.
Think about it. Gardner Minshew put up numbers in that offense. I can go on and on and on about putting up numbers in that offense.
But what Kyler's doing, though, is a little special when you're looking, not necessarily looking at the numbers on paper, but looking at it on the screen. I mean, he has just been a lot of fun to watch in the first
balling,
two games.
He's balling, no question about it. There's no question he's balling, but he was balling last year. What did he throw for last year, 4,500 yards?
Would he be tough to play with as a receiver? Because everything he does is really a scramble. Like you see, a lot of things Hop does.
You can have that. You can have that. I don't want that.
Why?
You can have that. I don't want no parts of that as a receiver.
Now, why is that?
I'm trying to run my route and get open. I don't need to be running my route and running around 10 more minutes. And man, I'm good. I know y'all like it. It's good. Good look, video game-wise. But, no, I'm going to pass on that every day of the week.
It's a lot of extra cardio.
Now, Key, let's go to what's your opinion based on what's going on in Chicago? Now, Matt Nagy continues to double down on Andy Dalton. What are we missing here when they say that if Andy Dalton is healthy, he's a starter? I thought this was an easy way to transition, give the people what they want, give the fans what they want. Do you just think that they're seeing something at practice that we're not seeing, that maybe Justin Fields isn't ready and they don't want to put him out there to be exposed?
First of all, Andy Dalton ain't going to be healthy. So that's just a way for the coach to ease his way into Justin Fields and be able to say, well, the only reason why he's playing is because Andy's hurt. That's what it is. Now, if Justin Fields goes out there and lays an egg, he can always go back to Andy Dalton opposed to, well, we're benching Andy Dalton and we're going to this route. Because if they bench Andy Dalton, they go on another route, the first thing people will say is, you should have did this the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. You're not listening. If you decide to use the health as an issue, it's easier to go back to Andy Dalton if Justin Fields struggled, because you can say Andy is healthy now. He gives us the best chance to win.
Key, we're going to –
protecting yourself, man. You should know better than that.
Hmm? I got to ask a question for the people, Keyshawn.
You caught him as he's taking a drink. I mean,
I got to ask a question for the people, man. I know.
You got your mouth full, man. What you doing, man?
Bro, it usually goes volley to Allen, Allen volley back. You caught me mid-drink, man.
He took a sip right as you were coming back out.
See, I'm the opposite, Keith. Like, usually most people get real fat and thick for the winter months. Me, I'm crazy. The opposite. I get thin. I like to be the opposite, man. When everybody getting fat, I get skinny. So I, that's
what
I'm drinking.
What does that have to do, when, that have to do with what I just asked you?
You asked me, do I got something in my mouth? Yeah. It's called a protein shake because I ain't ate yet. I'm trying to get sexy for the beach. Nothing makes people more jealous than seeing somebody with a summer tan in the winter. Makes them jealous, Key. So I got to make sure my body's ready for the summer, for the wintertime, opposed to the summertime.
Sometimes I understand. I'm just here, man. I work here. You ain't got to beat me up.
I appreciate you
just
being here.
Just here so I'll get fine.
But I need... I need you to explain to Key your theory about grown men without a mustache.
You can't trust them, man.
Have you heard this yet?
Black men over 40, I can't trust without facial hair, man. It makes me nervous.
Well, I ain't got facial hair like that, so I guess I'll make you nervous then.
You do. You know, you, Isaiah Thomas, like, it's a bunch of guys, man.
I can't figure this one out.
I got to keep my eye on you, man.
I can't figure this one out. I cannot.
You ain't got to keep your eye on me because I don't go down that track.
Well, no, I ain't saying that. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
We're just done with phrasing.
I'm nervous.
Key, what did you see?
I can't, and it's like me. I can't trust linebackers, you know, that still act like they playing football.
You shouldn't, man. You shouldn't. Listen, if I can get in the ring, man, for $2 million, they give me $2 million. I'll fight James Harrison. Let's go in the ring. Let's get it done.
Oh, boy.
Make it happen, Captain.
Who's James Harrison? The
Silverback.
Ex-football player?
Yeah, Silverback.
What are you doing now, boxing?
Well, you know, like, you know, they put these celebrity matchups. Remember Brandon Marshall called out T.O. and they supposed to be having a boxing match. They trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? Who would you get in the ring with? If the price is right. If the price is right. Ah, come on, man.
My face is too pretty, man. I ain't doing that. You see me lately, buddy? I don't operate like that.
That's his investment now.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, what I look like getting into a ring to fight somebody. For what?
To give you that, to give you that feeling again, man. You know what I'm saying? That feeling of being coming out and performing, man, living up to the expectations, the fact that you can get hurt.
No,
see, Bart no, just
I live
40.
Up to the
He's
expectations.
Not...
Right on television, 6 to 10 a.m. Yeah. on ESPN Radio,
that's a good
NFL
show.
Live Wednesdays and Thursdays, First Take on Tuesdays, and a contributor on many platforms at ESPN.
I love that.
That's
plug.
What I do.
I love the plug. Love the plug.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Because I'm on your show and I ain't heard KJM mention once.
You got brought in with it.
I brought you in with it. I was going to send you out with it. You mentioned.
See, look, on
Derek
your picture,
Carr.
You got a mustache. I trust you.
Yeah, you do.
I trust you.
How old is that picture,
That's
by
a
way.
Good stash, man. Look at the 360s, man. Look at the waves, man. Look
yeah,
at the waves.
Too. Yeah, he does have waves.
Yeah,
right?
that's when he used to have a do-rag constantly. Earring. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I have no idea what you're looking at, yeah. But whatever.
We're looking at a picture. Listen, you look very trustworthy. It's a picture with you with a mustache. And you look very trustworthy. Like you either selling me insurance or something.
Oh,
I got a thin mustache, man.
Yeah.
So, okay, so
I was telling Bart that. You've got a little something.
He got that Prince mustache. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I ain't got no skinny mini. I just got a thin mustache.
He doesn't have
a
pencil
light
one.
Hair.
It's not like El DeBarge.
Yeah, no,
I mean, he's got like...
Oh, you ain't got that Steve Harvey where it looked like an afro on your lip.
Man, this dude.
I can't.
Your co-host is Comedy Hour.
It is. It's noon. This is what
it's
we
noon.
Do. It's
people
lunchtime. Are,
people eat lunch, man. They want to be entertained.
Yes.
Are you not entertained? I love you, Key.
Oh, man. Key,
we have... man. Hey, man, you know what? Can you get me some of those Bad Boys Adidas, man?
Are you not entertained?
Can I let him? What are you now?
I want some of those Bad Boy, because, you know, he's an Adidas guy, so he down like four flex. So can you get me some of those Bad Boys? Those Bad Boys Adidas. Mm-hmm. High tops. I'll give you the money.
Sure.
Thank you, man. I love you like a play cousin.
They'll be in your locker tomorrow.
I love you like a play cousin.
Appreciate you, Key. Thanks,
put
man.
Put it at one Ravens place.
they'll forward it to me. You can send it there too. I still get mail there.
Oh man,
I love Keyshawn, man.
Yeah, he's the best. Thanks so much, Key. Keyshawn Johnson, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max every morning.
I want Keyshawn. I want Keyshawn and Martin and Wayne Quebec fighting. How about that one?
Oh boy. Yeah. No. Let's not do that one. Hey, my family's protected. Is yours? September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. Did you know that part? And there's no better time to check this. Big item off your to-do list, so use SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Quotes take only minutes and are totally free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. So officially through 2 weeks of the NFL season, and we'll talk about the real winners and losers next. Your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
What is your name?
Chase
Allen Hahn, that's right. Oh.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Yes, sir, Bart Scott. You know what today is? Do you remember
the 21st night of September?
Hold on. You don't even know the words?
It's not the 35 days of September.
No, it's not the 35 days of... What did you even say?
30 days of September.
What did you even say?
Yeah.
I wish this wasn't live. We could have totally redone that.
You said
the 35th day of December?
I told you, black people never know the words. We just know the hooks.
But The whole idea of this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that you remember.
The
36 days of December. What was that?
I'm just playing. I watched the verses. I watched the verses against the Ozzy Brothers.
Man.
Why ain't he bring his guitar, man? Ernie killed him because he brought his guitar. The 21st
night of September, which would be tonight.
I know, bro.
Because it's September 20th.
I know. We had a blue moon last night, too. Did you make a wish? A full moon.
I tried to take a picture of that moon.
Ah.
It was like high def. Yeah. You could see every detail of that damn moon.
You know, you're supposed
amazing.
They say you're supposed to write down your wishes and put it underneath a candle and burn a candle.
What?
Yeah. Like you, that's,
put, what do you do under a candle?
You write down what your
wishes
are.
Oh, you write
it
down.
And then you put a candle on top of it. You let the candle burn out and you write it in blue ink.
Blue ink?
So, yeah. Something about blue ink is something. It's just this. People tell me do something, I just do it. Whether it work or not.
Because it might work?
Yeah, because it just might work.
That's true. If somebody just said, like, what would be, the, like, what does it hurt? All right, I'll write it down, put it under a candle.
Now,
was I supposed to do that last night, or can I get it done tonight?
It's too late. It had to be last
night. Damn!
And it's the thing, though, right?
Come on!
I'm always afraid, right? Like, I don't believe in all that stuff. Remember Bloody Mary? I don't believe in that stuff, right?
Huh?
Candyman, I don't believe in that either. But if somebody said three times where I'm at, I will punch them in their face. Just because, why invite something like that? I don't believe in it. I ain't afraid of it, but you ain't about to say it around me, bro.
Right, don't bother.
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody said Candyman twice, you will not let them get the third one out.
The last one is what the five fingers say to the face.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving. And I'm leaving because the thing is, it happens to you, but I don't want you around me. You can't be around me because I need to know if you're going to die or not.
I won't dare say it. It's just, I don't mess with that stuff.
Yeah, either. I don't mess
around.
It's
like karma. It's like, yeah, why? Why do it?
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter.
I don't invite nothing into my world that they can, none of that. Whether it's real or not.
Right. Absolutely. It's like saying grace. What's it going to hurt? Just say it.
Yeah.
What's it going to hurt? Because if somebody says it and you're like, nah, I'm not going to say grace. Well, now you know you have to.
Yeah,
it's all stuff like that.
They might get food poisoning.
Maybe Denzel Mims didn't say grace before he had lunch that day.
Denzel told us how everybody named after him, name is supposed to be pronounced. It's not Denzel, it's Denzel.
It's like Travis Kelce.
Yes.
We should move on.
Let's move on.
Sounds like whale food. You know what I mean? What's this?
Kelp?
Yeah. It's
krill?
Plankton.
Actually, krill. It's plank, actually krill.
Plank. Yeah, it's plank.
Anyways.
Plankton.
After 2 weeks, we have winners and losers. I mean, as far as records go, we do, but we also have winners and losers in week two. So let's, Bart Scott, before we get to calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, let's get to some winners for week two.
Okay.
All right. We don't have any winner music? We have some winner music? You feeling this is winner music? Kind of needing
it's
like
prime
some...
prime time music, all right?
I'm needing some like Karate Kid, Rocky kind of...
We're burning precious segment hours
getting
here.
Very upset at me.
I need some Junkyard Dog, Another One Bites the Dust. Don't.
All right, well, let's go.
Don't.
Lamar Jackson, obviously a winner, right?
Yes.
Finally overcomes Mahomes and the Chiefs, gets it done, flips into the end zone. His coach said, you want to go for it? Let's go for it. Like, had that moment as well, a movie moment, all of it. So
damn
he,
it, Cookie, I want my 12.
He is a winner in week one. More winners.
Week two.
Week two. Sorry. He wasn't a winner week one. Week two. Sam Darnold.
Yes.
I mean, he's got some talent like around him. Yeah, this got me fired up.
Yeah, this got me right.
He's got, there's a good defense on the other side. And Carolina's got themselves a team. And they're
check
off to a 2-0 start.
He threw for more than Aaron. Yeah.
And it's against, and by the way, it was against the Saints where we thought they showed us something in week one. Well, they did not. Week two, they look the opposite, and now you're worried about Jameis Winston more than you're worried about what Sam Darnold can be for Carolina. Carolina with a right now feels really good about that move. Even though Teddy Bridgewater is playing well for Denver.
Yeah, thanks, Jets.
They're feeling really good about Sam Darnold. I will not say anything more. How about another winner here? Derek Carr, we just talked about him with Keyshawn Johnson, who loves him. Derek Carr, and there it is. So, they right now are 2-0 as well. There's a friend, John Gruden, we've said, is he on the hot seat? Are they in trouble? He's got a 10-year deal. Somebody's going to have to pay the piper if they're bad again.
They still ain't going to the playoffs.
No, you don't. Not going to the playoffs?
Come on, man.
Their defense is better. Their offensive line is good. Carr looks like an MVP. He's playing terrific.
They're the third best team in their division.
All right, you say they're not making the playoffs.
Okay.
2 weeks in, they are a winner. Now, let's get to some Lou-hoo. Is that her? Yes. We begin with the taunting calls. I mean, NBA, NFL, please. Don't be like the NBA. Don't start overcalling things and protecting your game from little things like confrontation. Yeah. Bart, Scott, the Tonti, that they have to have. This is what they got to do. You don't make it a public thing. You don't announce anything. You don't say anything. You just talk to officials and go, guys, let's dial that back because I think we're a little too aggressive. We've made our point. Now let's back it off.
Well, it sounds like Adele has got the message. Fans don't like this. Players don't like this.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yeah. It's like the NBA did that when they were calling texts on everything.
Yeah.
And then after like about a month, they're like, all right, let's dial it back now that we made our point. Well, NFL, you made your point. Back it off because nobody, no fan is watching the game thinking there's way too much taunting in this game I'm not watching. All right. You know what else? Another Zaher. And I like this guy a lot.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni. Did he really go Philly special?
Were you betting? Were you hoping for them to win?
Did you? No.
Did
no,
you
no.
want me to look
no,
out here
no.
looking like
this
looking
is
like
not
Vinny
about
Whale?
That. This ain't about this. This ain't about that. This is about.
Oh, I thought you wanted me looking like powder on the air or something.
This is about going Philly special.
Gotcha.
I mean, just calling that play.
Stole it. Yeah, that's sacrilegious.
Like that's it's trying too hard to be appealing. You're trying too hard.
Sacrilegious.
He admitted it afterwards. Yeah, probably shouldn't have done that. But going Philly special on a fourth down against the 49er defense, which they saw it right away, that's not a good look. And he admitted it, and I'm rooting for this guy. I really am. But that's
you are one pathetic loser.
That for sure. Another loser. Chargers fans, if they exist. Now, I know you're sharing SoFi, which is a gorgeous stadium.
Yeah.
With the Rams, but how are you going to let another team take it over like it's their building?
Yeah.
That was a Cowboys home game.
A lot of Cowboy fans in there. They had their camp out there. It's probably more fans there. Because, listen, the people from San Diego are a little hurt.
That's a little hurt?
Yeah, they won't come up and support. If this was in San Diego, if they still were in San Diego, that was a real advantage. But, you know, L.A., money talks.
Of course. Now, again, it's a beautiful building. But when they kick a game-winning field goal from 56 yards and the place goes nuts and it's your building, then you still don't have your own home stadium. That's a problem. Oh, by the way, Key has mentioned this to me several times. The most popular team in L.A., most popular NFL team in L.A.
USC.
Well, NFL team, though. Yes, the most popular football team is USC. But the most popular NFL team in L.A.?
Raiders.
The Raiders. Still.
Yeah.
Like the Raiders.
Everybody else is just renting. They're, listen,
it's amazing.
They're guests.
They weren't even there that long, though.
They're guests.
So you have that. One more loser.
And losers, in other words.
This is a tough one. You mentioned this early in the show. So there was a guy, and all he needed was Détroit to get the dub last night. And he would have completed a 16-team parlay and turn a $25 investment into $726,000 and $959, if you want to be exact. $726,959.
Wow.
Okay.
Dump that loser.
And that.
That hurt. It hurts to get
that
close.
I mean, think about how.
It hurts to get
that close. Halftime, it's 17-14. Jared Goff looks like Rams Jared Goff before, you know, Sean McVay decided. You know,
hamburger helper.
Yeah, we can't have nice things. Like, that's how close he came. Now, I did see a story that did suggest, though, that this wasn't a cash out. There was no cash out here because it was going to be one of those credits. You know, promo code BART. That's kind of what this was.
Yeah,
so you would have had a lot of money in credit, which is nice. But it's not like he could have cashed out.
Can cash a credit for like, all right, man, listen, just give me $100,000, man. I go away. Just give me $100,000.
Damn. So that's a tough L.
Can I have an honorary winner?
You want an honorary winner?
Yeah, honorary winner.
All right, go ahead. We like winners.
I'm gonna go to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, you talk about the bats backs against the wall.
Yeah.
You talking about what's a president to a king? Absolutely nothing but gum on my bottom of my shoe. King Henry just rolls
second
from the
half.
Dead. They were getting. He came second half.
Rise, said, King.
It was like at the Matrix. It was like in the Matrix when they were shooting at Neil at the end and he finally realized that he was the one and he just stopped the bullets.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
And he just said stop. He started swatting people left and right to the tune of 182 yards and he had 55 receiver. Remember, we were on Julio, a.k.a. Quintores. I'm calling him Julio. You see, I called him Julio because Julio was Julio. 6 catches, 128. He ain't swinging at the air this time. He was swinging at body blows. Zaris, you won't just believe. Come on.
I think they finally realized they have Derrick Henry, and they started using him appropriately.
They came back from being down by running the ball.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Opposite
okay.
world.
But yeah, they're right. They came back from down because they ran the football, and that's what they're all about. All right, that's our winners, our losers. Yours coming up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But not all hope is lost for those teams that are losers, though. There's 0-2 teams out there that we think have the best chance to still make the playoffs. We will discuss after Bart has this word from...
where?
From Vivid Seats.
From Vivid. I love Vivid. Thank you, Vivid. Football season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. And best of all, it is safe to return to live events, which means you can actually see the games in action with Vivid Seats. From seats at the 50-yard line to a bird's-eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this. With Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect the stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. Go grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. All you have to do is visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's VividSeats.com. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
You are one pathetic loser.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Again, now, can you get better at this now?
Can I?
Can you?
Absolutely, because Mom Dukes helped me
ready
out.
And
shout out
go.
To my Mom Dukes.
Remember? Come on.
No. The very first day, December. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, my God. You still...
I got the words, man.
You do?
Yeah,
all
of
right,
course.
Moving on. You're letting your mom down
by
now.
By chasing the
Thank
clouds
you.
Away. Ugh. No, keep
your,
going.
Your poor mom. No.
Our hearts were ringing. The key to our souls, we're singing.
All right, Spartan Hama coming to you live
as
from the Seaport District.
As we dance the night away.
At Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
Yeah.
And Bart singing is brought to you by Goodyear. With every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear more driven. Shout out your mom.
Listen to the tires so you don't have to listen to me singing inside. Just let the windows open and hear the erk.
I love your mom, though, because she does the research for you.
Yeah, man. Listen, she sent me all the words.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, listen.
I know.
People, black people do not learn all the words. We fill in the words of how they feel.
Twitter is telling us opposite. I'm hearing that is not actually the case.
That black. Okay, tell somebody to come in here, and I want them to sing the words to Good Times and tell me what the hell they're saying. Because you know we did the
well,
research
we did
before.
That.
Yeah, but they didn't know. And you still didn't believe that was the right words because you had already made up in your mind. So I want somebody to call up here that's black and sing the Good Times song and tell me what the part they're talking about.
Oh, man.
Take a wicked die, yeah. Yeah.
If we lucky, we got him. All right. In the 30 seconds we have here before we get to Jay Will, and Jay Will's going to join us on the other side of the hour. There's some huge NBA news going on right now that we have to get to with him. An 0-2 team that you can see making the playoffs. You got the Colts, Vikings, Lions, Jags, or the Giants. Give me one right now. Out of those four, what do we have, five?
Colts.
Quickly. Colts will make the playoffs, okay, according to Bart Scott. Jay Will next. Big NBA news going on. Will a trade be made before training camp? Find out next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
What happened to all the sunlight?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.